You know, we have a lot of celebrities who endorse this show. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Most of them have been to prison at some point in their lives.
Okay.
Like Martha Stewart. You know, she's a big fan of Brooke and Jubal in the morning. And she says, quote, "This next segment is the perfect finishing touch for your next dysfunctional family gathering. Serve it with a side of figs and rice pudding, and it's going to be a great thing." And she's, of course, talking about the segment Care or Don't Care. Let's get right to it. And, of course, Jeff is in studio to help us out. So, Jeff, take it away.
Let's get right to it with your first headline. Jubal's hero is making a surprise comeback. Care or don't care?
I have to care because I don't know who his hero is.
I don't either.
I didn't think he had a hero. I thought the hero was himself. Is he talking about himself?
I like. I care about this because I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, they're bringing back Bob Saget to host an edgier, raunchier version of America's Funniest Home Videos.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's actually really exciting. Because
they have, like, Carlton right now.
And Bob Saget is dirty.
Yeah, he is
a dirty old man.
It's called Videos After Dark. The new show will feature clips that America's Funniest Home Videos chose not to air over the years because they were, quote, too risque.
Oh.
And the network has been stashing these clips for a show like this since day one, so they should have a huge stockpile ready, especially since AFV is in its 29th season now.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I always forget that show is actually still on the air.
Yep, it's still going.
Really still on?
Yeah.
ABC says the show will have a nightclub style feel, and Bob will perform stand-up material throughout each episode, and the show will air after 10 p.m. so the material can be even naughtier.
So it sounds like Bob Saget is just stealing Tasha's show.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like
kind of.
To me.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculousness with Bob Saget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he can just be as dirty as he wants.
That's cool.
All right, care. I cared about that.
Your next headline, the best tricks for how to sleep at work without getting caught.
Ooh.
Care or don't care?
Care.
Care.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of going to the bathroom and closing the stall for a few
and just nodding off.
It's so dirty, man.
One of the easiest ways to look incompetent is getting busted sleeping on the job. But if you really need to catch some Z's at the office, a former HR director came up with three tricks you can use to doze off and actually get away with it. Tip number one, lie down underneath your desk. Your boss probably won't notice you there, but if someone does find you, just pretend you were having computer issues and had to plug something back in.
You're down there trying to plug something in, except you're cuddled up with a blanket on top of you and a pillow.
Their second tip, lean on one hand and put something in front of you so it looks like you're reading. If you really want to sell it more, tape a pen into your other hand.
I was always impressed with myself in school. I could fall asleep with a pencil still in my hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I could hold it the entire time, straight up and down.
That's a skill.
And tip number three, to sleep at work without getting caught, put your forehead down on your desk, but let one arm hang down and put a piece of paper on the floor right below your hand so it looks like you're reaching for the paper.
He's reaching for the paper for 2 hours.
Yeah, man. He's got to pick that thing up soon, doesn't he?
Your next topic. You ever want to say thank you after getting punched in the face? Care or don't care?
What? No, I don't care about
care.
This.
Yeah, sure.
No.
I like face punches.
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Moving on.
I have to look that up on my own.
Moving on. The police just admitted they're going to rob you, and you need to be okay with it. Care or don't care?
Care.
Care.
How do you not
I'm
care
wondering
about
how they're going to rob us. Sure.
You're going to get robbed by the police. Care.
There's two cares. In Connecticut, there's been a huge string of cars that are getting broken into and robbed, so police are trying to fix the problem by joining in.
What?
The New Haven Police Department has a brand new policy for the next month. If they see you left something valuable in your car, they will break into it themselves and steal your stuff.
That'll teach
people the hard way, I guess.
Afterwards, they're going to leave a note behind, and they'll make you come down to the station to pick it up so you can learn your lesson the hard way.
Who's going to repair the broken car, like the window or whatever they did?
They're police. They're experts at doing this.
Yeah, I'm sure they won't damage your car. They'll figure out how to get in.
How does this go through meetings? They're like, this is the good idea. This is how we're going to stop it.
One of the police lieutenants says he knows the plan is controversial, but, quote, at least the bad guy is not going to break into your car and take that item if we get to it first.
Right, unless there's an item that a cop really wants, and he's like,
exactly.
Oh, no, I think we did. I don't remember breaking into that car and taking it. I'm not sure.
How is it your fault that your car got broken into?
I
still don't stand by that.
Why should they move on to assaults? They're like, okay, assaults are getting rapid. We're going to start beating people up.
Yeah,
you walk down the street a little too late at night, billy club to the back of the head. and a nice little note saying you shouldn't walk down this street.
Yeah.
Can't beat him, join him.
He's got a note, though.
Let's see if you guys care or don't care about this. The top five unhealthiest jobs in America, and you could be on the list. Care or don't care?
Care.
I care.
If you hate your job, look on the bright side. At least it's only destroying your soul and not your body, right? Oh. Well, hopefully, because a new study just ranked the unhealthiest jobs in America. It's based on factors like exposure to disease and radiation, risk of minor and major injuries, and how much time you spend sitting down. So the top five, number five, wastewater treatment plant workers.
Oh.
Number four, veterinarians. Number three is anesthesiologists.
Really?
Number two is flight attendants. And the number one unhealthiest job in America, dentists and dental hygienists.
Really? How could that be the most unhealthy job? They only work 2 days a week.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, a lot of time off.
Yeah.
That mouth is a cesspool.
Yeah.
You can't be in there for very long.
That's why they only work 2 days.
Yeah, maybe.
Totally.
And Jeff's joke of the day,
don't care.
Let's go.
What kind of music do chiropractors listen to?
What?
Mostly hip-hop.
God.
Where's my Netflix special?
All right, that was care or don't care. Text in at 78592. Is there a story that we should have cared about or a story that maybe we shouldn't have cared about and you didn't want to hear it? Text it in 78592. Your phone tap is coming up next. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.